Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sean Cosby, I'm the co-founder of Center Stage Academy for the Arts.
Yes, and we're talking because you're going to be doing a performance of In the Heights. It's just going to be at the Bowie Center for the Performing Arts in Bowie, Maryland on August 15th and 16th. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Very exciting to be here.
Awesome. So before we get into the actual show, remind us a little bit of backstory, a little bit of Center Stage Academy for the Arts. When did you found it?
So my mom is a producer, writer, director, went to school, got a film degree. So music and theater and arts have always been in my home. So I started performing and dancing when I was 7. I started professionally when I was 12, and I started my own dance company when I was 15.
And
So
where are you from? Clinton?
I'm from Maryland. No, I'm from PG County. I'm from, Allentown Road, PG County. That whole, I went to Suitland School for Performing Arts as a dance major. So I'm from that area. But I've always worked in Montgomery County, all over Baltimore, and all of those types of areas as well.
Ah, Suitland. I love it. We used to scrimmage you all in football back in my high school days.
Really?
Good old Suit. Well, I was up in Frederick County at Lingenor, so you weren't on our schedule, but it would be like some preseason. I know Suitland well. That's great. Okay, cool. So, all right. So you're from Suitland and your mom's history, all that, but then you founded Center Stage Academy for the Arts in Clinton.
Yeah, so we started a production company called Center Stage Management in 1991. And so that was a production company that produced professional shows, everything from fashion shows to off-Broadway productions to original screenplays, feature films, television pilots, all of that. So we became an actual brick and mortar in 2018. And that is when we opened the brick and mortar of Center Stage Academy for the Arts, which now houses the two professional companies, also our television and film production side, our stage direction production side, musical theater, and all of that. That houses everything now.
Gotcha. So then we're talking over 30 years of creative pursuits here.
Absolutely. This is not add Sean and stir. This is a lifetime. This is a lifetime of this journey and this walk. And I'm very staunch on people knowing that, success is not a destination. This has been a continual journey for us since 1991, and even before that, with me training and performing and doing all those kind of things. It was not an easy feat, and it just didn't happen by magic or pixie dust, like I like to say.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. There's no such thing as an overnight success. It's like
no.
The 30 year overnight success. Great. Great. All right. And then how long? So that's your theater group. And how long have you been putting shows on at Bowie Center for the Performing Arts?
So we started a partnership with Bowie about 4 or 5 years ago. Wonderful staff over there. So thankful to Chris and Jarrell who head up Bowie Center for the Performing Arts, started a partnership with them, and they started basically housing our productions because they had everything that we needed in house, audio, dressing room space, huge theater space, auditorium that could fit people, black box. So it just we kind of fell into that relationship with them, and we've been housing our productions there ever since. And so, and I wanted to say Center Stage Academy for the Arts is a training ground for ages 7. Our oldest student is age 85, for a training ground for people who want to work professionally in the arts, in dance, television, film, vocal performance. So we teach every type of dance. We have vocal performance classes, television and film classes, musical theater classes, and then two professional companies within Center Stage Academy for the Arts.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you all are doing the partnership at Bowie Center Performing Arts. I'm glad that Center Stage Academy for the Arts is chugging along for decades now. This is great. Well, I wanted to plug all that, sort of to set the stage, pun not intended. But let's go into the actual show now. So it's In the Heights. It's going to be two days here, August 15th and 16th. So remind us the basic premise of the show. I know it was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. I've seen it on stage and obviously the movie that just came out. So
yeah.
I know the story, but I need a soundbite from you to play on the radio.
So
what's the
sure.
premise?
So, In the Heights, it takes place, of course, in Washington Heights in New York City. It is a deeply, gosh, a deeply sentimental story of people. Well, it's surrounded by a young guy named Usnavi and how he owns a bodega and how his life is in the Heights. And it in the Heights, Washington Heights became a disappearing neighborhood because of people were leaving. You know, other companies, other nationalities were taking over the neighborhood. The neighborhood wasn't the same. And so he started to believe that, you know, maybe I need to be back in the DR. Maybe I need to go home. Maybe that's really where my home is. And the story really follows him through his journey and his relationships with Sonny, with Abuela, the person who basically raised him, with the Rosarios, who own the limousine cab company, with Nina Rosario, who comes back from college because she dropped out. And she was the one who was supposed to make it out of all of them, out of the Heights. It talks about the salon owners and, you know, their different plights, some of them being stuck where they are, some of them thinking that's all there is, some of them wanting to get out and branch out and do other things and have different dreams in their lives. And it really hones in on the premise is that home is where you are loved and home is where your family is. And your family doesn't always have to be blood bought. Your family doesn't always have to be part of your DNA tree, but God places people in your life and surrounds you with people to take care of you and to fill the voids of the things that you don't have. And through this journey of Usnavi really wanting to get out of the Heights because it's so different, and going through this journey of the people that he's around and he loves, he finds out that he's actually home, that that is where home is for him. And so, and that rings true with all of us. We all search for something different in our lives all the time. And oftentimes when we're searching for all these different things, we don't recognize what's right in front of us, what we have right in front of us that enriches us, that nurtures us, that heals us. And we don't see that because we're always searching for something else. So that's basically the premise of how all of these families and how all of these people and these wonderful characters come to life in the story.
Yeah, it's that classic, you know, there's no place like home theme. You know, you're
There's
always
no,
searching
there's,
out in Oz,
there's,
and sometimes
yeah.
they're right here and right under our nose.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. And the characters, folks, the characters in this, you got to see it, are so great. Like, I love how Usnavi is. It was, I believe, how he got his name. Like, they thought it was U.S. Navy, right? And then
Yes,
and it's
yes,
Navi.
yes, yes.
But you get hairdressers, you get the cab company, you get the bodega owners, you get all the different, you know, people working in Washington,
Yeah.
which I believe is
And
where Lin-Manuel Miranda was from, right? He based it on his own
yeah,
name.
right. And the other thing about it that's so unique and is a subtext to all of this is that how basically it was just immigrants there. When Abuela first came, she came as a young girl and it was just immigrants. And it's just rings so true to how this nation was built off of immigrants. You know what I'm saying? Like these communities were thriving off of immigrants and people who came here with nothing. And if you really want what hard work looks like, come here with nothing. Half of them could not speak the language, did not know anything, were not educated, and they came here with nothing and they built businesses and businesses thrived and they were able to, you know, send their kids to school and they were able to have thriving families and do things for their family and send money back home to those who couldn't come. So it's a really, really deep message about that as well.
Well said. We are all immigrants. If you really, you know what I mean? Like, it is not. I hate the anti-immigrant sentiment a lot of times in
Yeah,
this country.
yeah.
And yes, we all want to fix the system so it's legal, etc. I know all that, but the spirit behind it is we need to stop calling people illegals. And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like, it's the beauty
yeah,
of America
yeah.
is the richness of all the different cultures coming together.
Yeah,
That's the
yes,
Especially
yes.
here, it's this show set in New York City. I mean, Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. I mean, come on, that's what the whole thing's supposed to be about.
Absolutely. There's one song that Nina sings, and in that song, or it's one of her scenes, and what she says is that she went to college and she went to an Ivy League school and she saw everyone looked at her like she was supposed to be the maid or she was supposed to be anything other than a student and an overachiever. And she makes reference to Sonny and the fact that Sonny would never see himself there as a student. He would always only relate to him being the gardener or the maintenance man. Hmm. And I thought that that was just so poignant in what she was saying about how, you know, we have been put into these boxes of how people perceive us and how people think or where they think we should be. And sometimes you allow them to do that to you, and then you can't see anything other than what they have seen in you. And so she started to believe those things and couldn't cope. And that happens to a lot of us, you know, that most of us are dealing with anxiety and depressions and all types of things based off of, you know, judgments and how we feel about ourselves and how we've allowed people to make us feel about ourselves and all these things. And a lot of it in our head is not true. But I just thought that that was another subtext of this that's really important to know, that you've got to see yourself beyond what people may see in you. And sometimes you may be the only believer, but you have to be that believer that validates yourself.
Well said. Yes, so many great themes and undercurrents in this show, as you said, and you know the song you mentioned. Well, let's go into some of the other big songs in the show. Like, tell me about the opening title number. You know, In the Heights, I flip the lights to start my day.
Come on, it reminds me that I came from miles away. Yeah.
Why is it such a great, perfect opening song? It like introduces not only the characters, but the neighborhood too.
Absolutely. And you will see the neighborhood. We have, this is the largest cast we've ever had for our summer performance series. And we're so grateful. The cast is so large that we cannot keep everybody in the building. So we have to rehearse outside in the parking lot in the back.
Nice.
And I'm so grateful for that. And they are so dedicated. And this cast, when I tell you, this cast will bring you to your feet. Yeah. They are just that amazing as triple threats, as young performers. And you're going to see just an array of talent. But the opening number, yes, you meet everybody from the neighborhood. You meet, of course, all the lead characters, but you're going to see differences in the neighborhood. You're going to see, you know, not just Latinos, but you're going to see people, Africans that came that lived in Washington Heights, Asians that lived in Washington Heights. You know, you're going to see all of that culture kind of melded into this one pot, which is this stage at this time.
I love it. What are any other highlight songs you want to? I know Abuela gets a big one. What are some of the other big songs?
Oh my gosh, 96,000. Mm. Absolutely. We hip hop cultured that to the gods. Like I really wanted that to be really, really based and rooted in a lot of hip hop. I will say that is a great, great, great number. That's a great, 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 great number. But then there is Carnaval de Barrio. Great number. Great, great, festive, bright, beautiful, energetic. I have one of my students, Mikey Morales, who is a Latino. He came in and specifically did the specific salsa partner choreography because I wanted it to be very, very authentic. And there's a difference between salsa that you see like on stage and salsa that you see like when you go home to your parents' party or whatever and how people are dancing. There's a difference, and I wanted that. And he brought that flavor into it, and it's just magnificent. So Carnaval is great. The club scene is great. Alabanza will bring you tears will stream down your face when you see Alabanza. That's a great number. The finale is great. So Breathe is great. Paciencia y Fe is great. So I don't have a favorite, but we have tons and tons and tons of things that everybody can enjoy in this show.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. And well, we covered the music and the story. Oh, tell me how visually the, you know, it's and we're a radio station, so to try to describe it, we paint a picture with your words, but visually, how do you create with the sets and the costumes? How do you create the setting of the Heights?
Okay, so I'm also the costume designer and the choreographer as well. So and my mother's the director, Sharon Cosby. Shout out to you. Love you, Mom. So what we did for, let me discuss sets. So what we did for sets, we went back and forth, and my mom usually is the one that, you know, figures out her design and what she wants to see and all that. And we were having a hard time because we did In the Heights before in 2013. And we didn't do it with our summer series, but we did it at a high school in Montgomery County. And so we had the original set. It was magnificent.
What was what was the high school, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, Northwest High School.
Ah, Northwest. That used to
Yeah,
be
Germantown,
the
Maryland.
when Seneca Valley got too big, they made Northwest.
Yes, exactly. Yep. So it was Northwest High School 2013 cast. And actually, some of these same performers from 2013 are in this show, but they're now adults.
Ah,
So
gotcha.
yeah,
Nice.
so that's a good thing too. But she, you know, she usually designs that. And so we were having a hard time because we had that basic set, not basic, but it was very intricate, but it was the same set from the show. And so this time around, you know, we really went through the script and talked about how Washington Heights was disappearing and how they really were, you know, felt like there was nothing else there, like their culture had been drained, everything had been taken away from the Heights. So we looked at the Kennedy Center version of In the Heights when they came and did it at the Kennedy Center. And we took our build or our set based off of that. So we have In the Heights, but the way you're gonna see it, it looks like it's transparent, like the Heights is disappearing.
Ah, all right. So if we saw it, I saw it at the Kennedy Center, so it'll be similar, but you've add your own little spin on it.
Yeah, we add our own little spins to things.
I
and
love
we've added some things in terms of, well, you just have to come see it. You have to come see our little stamp of what CSAA's stamp is on it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I can't think of a better teaser than that. Everybody come out to see it on, what is the dates again? The 15th and the 16th, right?
August 15th and 16th, 7 p.m. at Bowie Center for the Performing Arts. And let me tell you, we start at 7 p.m. So you might want to get there by 6. But please come out and see the show.
No straggling or you'll miss the big opening number, which is one of the best parts. You got to get there on time.
Yes.
That's awesome. I guess final seconds, like speak directly, like pretend I'm not here and speak directly to the listeners and just be like, you know, hey, DC, Maryland, you know, Virginia, whatever, DMV, come on out. And actually, if you could try to set it up in terms of like the context of like, everyone's heard of Hamilton. If you want to see what Miranda was doing before Hamilton, the thing that launched all these careers,
okay,
check out, you know, something like that, you know?
Okay, sure. Anytime.
Go for it, and I'll edit out whatever you
okay need. Yeah. Hey DMV, this is Sean Cosby, choreographer, artistic director, and co-founder of Center Stage Academy for the Arts. If you have heard of, if you have been there, if you have seen it for yourself, any of Lin-Manuel Miranda's work, such as Hamilton, we all love that, you might want to check this out. This was his first stab at Broadway, In the Heights. And we are performing In the Heights right here in the DMV, August 15th and 16th, 7 p.m. at Bowie Center for the Performing Arts. You will not regret this. You're going to see some of the DMV's most amazingly talented young people and adults. Please don't miss this. Also, check out Center Stage Academy for the Arts. We are here all year round with classes. We do this all year round, productions and classes and everything that you would need, everything the arts. Remember, the arts saves lives, but we need a village to help us save.
I love it. I love it. Hey, thank you so much for doing this, and we'll get out the word.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.